Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. Wow, what a crazy time. folks, I just broke away from my first hour to my second hour, and between the first and the second hour, just broke away and did a little interview with Fox Business, and literally just got back a few seconds ago. So just to let you know what's going on, you know, I always tell you what's happening, but it's fun, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on Fox Business this morning. Let me tell you about our guest coming up straight ahead. We got Laurie Caldwell, who's a new friend with us. Laurie is a new friend, but soon will be an old friend, because we'll have her back, because she's got a lot she can teach us. She's the president of Get Creative, the author of Million Dollar Website. How would you like to have one of those, folks? A Million Dollar Website. Let's get Laurie in here to tell us how we can do that. Laurie Caldwell, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. And I'm fascinated by your book. Most small business... Well, let me back up a second. The statistics show that... this is a sad and very disappointing statistic, Laurie. 50% of small businesses don't even have a website. Now, how much does that depress you?
It depresses me, but then at the same time, I would almost rather people not have a website than have a bad website.
I agree with you. I don't know that I do. I think, because let me tell you something, Laurie. In 1997, I had a bad website.
Oh boy!
And hopefully, you know, I got a little better. You know, I'm going to say, folks, get any kind of a website. Just put something up there, because you got to take baby steps, don't you, Laurie?
You know what? You are absolutely right. Get in the game.
Yeah, exactly. I like you said that. Get in the game. You got to participate. And so, let's talk about now the next level of website. We of the 50% of the business owners who have websites, small business owners who have websites, I'm going to say that 95% of them think their website, or actually are experiencing their website as an expense, not a profit center. What do you think?
I think that's really true. I think that the problem of the small business person is that they have a website and they just don't have the time to really learn how to make a good website and have it work for them. So it ends up being a time liability for them.
Well, I think everybody, you talked about getting in the game. One of the things you need to do, folks, when you hire somebody, or as you read Laurie's book, you know, think about, how do I make this a profit center? When you bring a new product line on board, Laurie, you think, okay, how much profit can this product line make me? And so if somebody said, well, here's a product line, but you're going to lose $10,000 a year with this product line, you're probably not going to bring it on. So bringing a website on, unless it provides other opportunities, which it can, why not make it into a profit center? Laurie, how do we do that?
Well, there are a couple of ways. For one, I would say get your website to where it most accurately reflects your business. A lot of people are trying to sell things online, and they're doing that with a website that doesn't quite compete with their market niche. You know, they're trying to sell dog food, but they're doing it in a bad website that doesn't quite compete with Petco's website.
So, well, here's something that blows me away, and I've been saying this, my audience, they're already rolling their eyes, Laurie. They know what I'm going to say, because I've been saying this for 10 years. It blows me away to go to somebody's website and who sells socks, but yet I can't find out how to buy their socks. You know, in other words, and listen, I see this on big companies. I see large companies who their website is their business, and yet they make it hard for me to buy from them. Now, tell me, you know, what's wrong with that picture?
Well, that's a great point, actually. That is one of the number one things I see in my consulting business, where someone will say, gosh, I don't know what's wrong. And I will go to their website, and it's exactly what you just said. You cannot find their number one product. And you have to say to them, it's the common sense factor, where are the socks? Put the socks on the homepage.
Exactly. You know, Lori, when I started my first website in 97, that doesn't make me one of the pioneers, but I'm pretty close. And
it does.
In 97, there wasn't really a lot of tools and a lot of opportunity to really measure what we did. Basically, everybody was chasing eyeballs. The portal war was over. AOL and MSN won, and so basically it was just, you know, a novelty, and then it became a tool. But today there are applications coming out our ears to be able to measure and track what happens online, aren't there?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, here's a good example. I would always point people towards Google Analytics and web trends to actually measure what's going on with your website. And a lot of people are disconnected from the kind of measurement that you're really talking about. And you have to have a measurement for who's coming, how long they're staying, and if they're leaving, and what kind of broken links you have.
Right. Yeah, well, absolutely. And you can find out, folks, where people came from. That, you know, you don't know who they are. You know, this is not what you're going to find. You're not going to find if it's Susie or John. You're just going to find out kind of where they came from, meaning what did they find you over on a search engine or whatever, right, Lori? And you're going to find out, as you say, how many are brand new, how many are repeats, how many pages they stayed, they saw while they were there, how much time they spent. And these are all things you can track to try to tweak your site up a little bit towards certain angles to make it more appealing to people.
That's right, and just a little bit of knowledge is so much power. You know, if you can see that people are only staying on your site for 30 seconds, you need to get some more content and some better content.
That's exactly right. And also, tell us what you think people want to see when they land on your page. What kind of images? What kind of, is there any particular rule of thumb that we should have when people land on our homepage?
You know, everybody's homepage is different, but as a loose guideline, I like to not have the homepage crowded with too much stuff.
A lot of white space.
Yeah, exactly. We call that the burden of too much choice, you know, when you end up on a website and then you forget your name.
Well, that's what happens when the egomaniac website owner and the award-seeking designer get together and make a baby. I think that's basically what happens. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break.
True.
It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Lori and I will be right back. Her book is called Million Dollar Website. 20 after. Welcome back. Little strawberry alarm clock bringing us back. That's from the Wayback Machine. Lori Caldwell probably doesn't remember that song. I think she's way too young. She's founder and president of Get Creative and author of Million Dollar Website. And speaking of websites, folks, if you want to go to mine, it's smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage because we built it just for you. My blog is there. My newsletter is there. I hope you'll subscribe to both of those. We'll send you the blog by RSS, and we'll send you the newsletter by email on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. You can RSS articles and archives on my site. You can check out my knowledge base there, AskJim.biz, right there off of the homepage at SmallBusinessAdvocate.com. One thing about my site, Lori, is that if you want radio, if you want articles, if you want something for 5 seconds or 1 minute. You know, it says that right on the homepage. It says Small Business Minute. It says write this on a rocket. You can see the words in 5 seconds. It says Small Business Radio. You know, there's nothing unintuitive about our homepage.
You know what I like about your website, actually, is that it has three clear things right in the middle. You know, listen, read, or ask. And so that, when I go to your website, I think, oh, okay, well, that's going to lead me somewhere. Which one of those things do I want to do?
Well, you know, people are. Some people like to read. Some people like the multimedia. And some people have a question to ask. And so we tried to make it where it was as intuitive as possible. But we've got some new things going on with that site. By the way, are you on Twitter, Lori?
I am.
And are you at what is your address there?
I'm Lori Caldwell on Twitter.
At Lori Caldwell, CULWELL, and I'm also at Jim Blassingham on Twitter. Lori, give us your own website and tell us how we can find your book.
I'm on GetCreativeInc.com, and you can also find me on Facebook or on Twitter. Okay. And I also have a novel that came out the same day as the website.
Really?
So, yes, I am filled with books.
Holy mackerel! That was an interesting decision to launch two books at once. I'm impressed. That takes a lot of courage.
Well, they came out on the same day, and they were written completely differently on different time zones and everything else. So,
what's the name of the novel?
Very oddly, it happened.
What's the name of the novel?
Hollywood Car Wash. Hmm? The novel is called Hollywood Car Wash.
Hollywood Car Wash. See, that conjures up the images of that song in the movie, The Car Wash.
I know it does. It's an expression that we use here in Los Angeles when a girl loses weight and gets blonde hair and gets plastic surgery.
Oh, I see.
Hollywood Car Wash.
And just when I thought I was hip, Lori, now you've blown me out of the water, you've exposed me to all of my audience here. Lori, let's just get back to the website situation. Isn't your title a little bit hyperbole, Million Dollar Website? Could we actually do that?
Well, you know what? Here's a good example of a million-dollar website that started from absolutely nothing. There is a woman named Danielle. She started Celebrity Baby Blog in 2005 or 2004. She likes talking about pregnant celebrities. That's basically her market niche. And over the course of a couple of years, she built that thing up to the point where People Magazine bought it for the seven figures.
Wow.
So, and she did it using a TypePad blog. So basically, she would...
She was able to basically do it herself. I mean, TypePad's pretty easy, isn't it?
She did the whole thing herself. And she had a little help from her husband, I think, as a designer. But she is a very good example of someone who built what we call a million-dollar website out of absolutely nothing. All she
had
was good content and dedication.
Yeah, but she had the right kind of content. And so now there are two kinds of websites, if you think about it. You and I are word brokers. We sell ideas, we sell our thoughts, and so that's one kind of a website. And we can do that with a blog. We can do that with, like, the lady you just mentioned. But we got our people out there who are selling socks, or they're selling groceries, or dry cleaning, or manufacturing, or construction, or whatever. And their websites need to be different, but they still need to have some content, don't they?
Yes, and that's part of what's meant by the million-dollar website. You know, just because you sell socks doesn't mean you shouldn't be using the same tools as a big corporation. You know, you should have the keyword research. You should have the good website that has good usability and good information architecture. That makes you that much more competitive and that much more able to catapult yourself. You know, say you make a unique sock or you have a unique brand proposition. Mm-hmm. You need to get in the marketplace, and without a good website, you're not even in.
Right.
So
exactly. Now, what do you think about the other websites, like we talked about Twitter a minute ago? What do you think about augmenting your main website as a small business owner with being part of those communities?
You know, I think that any kind of social media that you're going to get really into is going to help you. If you're, like, say the socks example, you know, if you're really into socks, somebody, you know, your passion for socks is going to translate to Facebook and Twitter and everything else and your blog. It's just you need to pick something that you're going to get and stick to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to put a blog up there and then never update it, that's going to hurt you.
Right.
But if you take Twitter and you have the Twitter feed going on your website and you're talking all about, you know, you went to a sock convention and the whole thing, that's going to help you because you're going to get your keywords in there and people are going to really see, wow, this person is really into socks.
And I'm going to make one statement, then we're going to have to wrap it up, Lori. Folks, if you don't know what SEO means, search engine optimization, if you don't know what SEO means, you got to find somebody who does to help you with your website, whether you got one or you're building one. Without SEO, without understanding SEO and building for SEO, you're going to be backing up. Lori, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
I will. I'll come back anytime.
Thank you
for
being here. Good job.
SEO.
Exactly. That's what we should do. Exactly. Laurie Caldwell, ladies and gentlemen, $1 million website. It's her book, wherever books are sold. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.